Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight International House of Maniacs.
Here we go.
On Inner Sight. Rolling. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arias.
Here you go.
One more time, rip it.
It's coming.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Yeah. Did you hear about the two guys that had a big fight in the street there? One fellow said, did you take it? He said, no. He said, did you? He said, yeah. Another fellow said, did you take it? No, I didn't. Did you? Yeah, I didn't. What do you mean you didn't take it? Well, what am I doing talking to you if you didn't take it? He said, I know a fellow took it. And that was the last thing he ever took. And then the Undertaker took him.
There
the Undertaker
go.
Took her. Took her.
Yeah.
Took her. Walker. Took her. Sounds like the Undertaker took it.
Right.
Anyway, 81% myocarditis. What is that, boss? You stupid idiot. You don't know what that is, carditis? That means inflammation. That means you're all swollen and fried up, and you look like a shriveled up fish out of water.
Oh.
And your heart has trouble beating because it's a myocarditis, 81%. And then they said, oh, probably all of them got cured, or we don't know for sure. What a bunch of morons. 81%. All right. Stay away from that stuff. If you took that stuff, and you think you got the myocarditis, you better get an anti-inflammatory substance for the heart. Consult one of those doctors holistic. Don't go to the other morons. They'll give you poison to make you worse. 81%.
Stop
with that 81%.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inside, we got a great show for you tonight.
81%.
Jimmy,
how do you like that?
Jimmy Dinnigan with the assault of the teacher. Will you
Frankie, you're being in your reform school. You stop that.
Get over there. I'm not ready for you yet. All right, we got Louie.
Yep.
Louie's coming up. We're
going
to do the... Let's see if we can get him to do that Dean Martin song. And we got a special treat for you. I thought it was really funny. I never heard this before. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis with a piece that they did on one of the television shows. All right.
Yep.
What else we got? Lauren Hardy. We got Lauren Hardy coming up. And I don't know. Maybe if we have time, we'll do some... Red Fox, Grady with the rifle. Yeah, put your hands up. Who are you? Identify yourself. Do I know you? Will you cut that out, Grady? What's wrong with you? Put that gun away. Your father left me in charge. That's coming up later.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine a guy at the door. You come home. And you try to get in your house, and the chain's on the door, and he opens the door, and the gun's sticking out. Who is that? Are you trying to break in this house? That's me, Grady. What's wrong with you? Woo! All right. Oh, we got the
Oh, did you hear that thing on the news about the rolling bed? We got it.
No. Oh, my. You got a
right here
bed
on Inner Sight.
Oh, wow.
Our own Gabriel with the rolling bed. And the
earthquake area. No. That
and he's
going to
open up a thrift shop. Right.
Oh, nice.
All right, Inner Sight. Give me that. Give me a little Lauren Hardy.
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Get us warmed up here. Inner Sight. Well, what are you so glum about? Well, today's the day of my anniversary. Well, why aren't you? You should be happy. How many years you been married? Too many. Too many. Well, now wait a minute. What's your wife got to say about that? She don't say anything. She's mad at me. She's not talking to me. Is she not talking to you on the anniversary? Boy, I bet you it was the anniversary of your death she'd be talking to you. Well, you, what are you talking about? Well, she'd be glad to get rid of you. Now, what am I going to do, Stanley? She won't talk to me. It's our anniversary. We're supposed to go out and have fun. Uh-oh. Here she comes.
Well, what are you doing standing around here talking with him?
Well, I wasn't.
Don't you know it's your anniversary? What's the matter with you? You weren't so fat, your brain would work better.
Stanley, say something. Happy anniversary. You can. Now listen, Bertha. You can't talk to me that way.
What? I'll talk to you any way I want, any which way, out way, in way, my way, your way, highway.
Highway, eh? Boy, wait a minute. Has she got a car? Will you stop that? Now listen. What are you mad about?
You know what I'm mad about. Don't make believe you don't know. You remember 10 years ago.
10 years?
It's been 10 years that we got married.
So, 10 years you got married, so what are you mad about?
You shut up. Nobody's talking to you, you little skinny runt. 10 years.
Well, I tried to be good to you and all that, and what are you mad about?
Because you married me, you stupid nut. I told you not to marry me, and you wouldn't listen to me. Now I'm stuck with you. What am I going to do now? I miss that rich guy with the house.
Well, there it is, Ollie. You better find her a rich guy with a house. For you, rich guy with a house. I haven't got any rich guy with a house. Well, maybe if you go down the corner, you could find one. You know, people find all kinds of things on the corner. The corner. Are you a moron or something? I'm not going down no corner. Well, it's either go down the corner or go home. I'll go down the corner. Now listen, I learned this from a movie. You see, a fella wanted to buy a house, but he played it real cool like, and the other fella didn't know he wanted to buy the house, let me handle it. Oh, I don't know about this. Here comes the fella now. Oh, hello there. Do you sell a house? What? What do you mean, do I sell a house? What kind of a moron are you? I don't sell a house. But what do you sell? I don't sell anything. Now get away from me before I have you elicitated.
Who?
Elicitated, you idiot. Hey, Ollie, what's elicitated mean? I don't know, but I don't like the sound of that word. Here comes another one. Oh, hello there, miss.
Get away from me, you pervert. I thought they arrested you last week. Now get away.
Well, you're not doing too good with this house idea. But I'm just getting warmed up. You see, the fella on television, it took him two movies to get warmed up.
Two movies?
He had to watch. I watched it the next week, and it worked. With you, what is wrong? What is the matter with you? Here comes another one. Hello there, sir. Does that dog bite? I thought you said that your dog doesn't bite. That's not my dog, you idiot. All right. In his sight, the madness of the frolics. Let's see. 8 after 12. 12 after 8. 12 after 8.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! All right, let's see. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Got the rolling bed coming up.
Oh, the rolling bed. I got to tell you something about a rolling bed.
Yeah. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that had a... Somebody had a rolling bed. I think I either dreamt this or it was real. A rolling bed with a dog in it.
Oh God,
in
no!
A,
uh-huh.
In a I don't know if it was an animal hospital or what.
No, not in an animal hospital.
This bed was rolling all around the place.
No,
what?
I had a rolling bed in. It wasn't in the hospital. It was actually in the, hotel. And this stupid hotel had it near an airport. So when that, airport had like a little bit of a earthquake near it, the bed, rolled almost to the window and out the window.
Earthquake?
So I was almost out the window.
You mean when the planes came in?
No, it was an earthquake in California, the aftershock of the earthquake. I almost.
Oh, you were in California?
Window. Yeah, I was in California.
With the rolling bed?
I was visiting somebody. Yeah, I was in California at one time. Yeah.
Anyway.
When I was a teenager.
Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Check them out. Dog food, cat food. Any kind of good food, bird food, whatever you need. 631 484-3085. Just don't eat it yourself. Give it to your animal.
Yes.
All right.
I got a non-rolling bed when I got back from what I was doing, and it was beautiful. I slept like a baby on the non-rolling bed.
I knew a guy who ate the food himself and called up.
Uh-oh.
And he said he was choking or somebody was trying to choke him. I couldn't figure it out.
It probably a combination of the two.
Well, anyway. Yeah, Suffolk Bus Corp., we thank them. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Inner Sight Frolics, right here. Mm-hmm. All the beautiful children of the world. Yeah, Corey, Avante, mm-hmm. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, remind you. And our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. This is the Frolics you got here. We got Louie coming up. Dinigan with the great punch. The great punch. All right. Yeah, I just renamed that skit. The great punch.
Yeah.
All right. And...
Who
oh, give me
punch?
A little Jackie Gleason before we proceed there, Ralphie boy there. You want any Jackie Gleason music?
Yeah, hold on, I don't know where it went.
All right, see if you can...
My sight is... Yeah, my sight is true.
See if you can whip it up.
I got it.
Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to set that up.
Yeah, why don't we, after this... It's Gleason. Let's play the Martin and Lewis.
Yeah.
Hook it up. Hey, you happy boy? Why do you always be so loud? You could just calmly come in and say, hello, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. What do you got in the bag? Nothing. I found it on the bus. Oh, what's in it? I don't know what's in it. Probably nothing. Somebody left it on the bus. Nobody claimed it, so I picked it up. Oh, well, what's in the bag? I don't know. Maybe you could sell it. Yeah. Want to buy it?
Nah, I don't want it. I don't want it.
You may open the bag up. Let's see what's in it. And maybe something in the bag that's worth money. Boom, boom, boom. I can't understand you, Ralph. What do you say? And you're looking at the bag there. What do you say? It's money. Money, Norton. I'm rich. It's money. Look at all the money. You got enough money there to keep you in pizza for the rest of your life. Yes. I'm rich. Money. Somebody must have left it on the bus, and then later on, maybe they died or something.
Yeah.
I know I'd die if I left this much money on the bus. Well, what are you going to do, Ralph? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to do what I always wanted to do, and I never had the money to do it. I'm going to live. I'm going to trip around the world. I'm going to buy a yacht. Couple of cars. Gee, Ralph, good luck. Don't worry, Norton. I always said, with you with me, we're going to make go places. Well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Our boat has finally come in. The Queen Mary. She...
Ralph, what are you doing with all that money?
You like it, Alice? Here you are. Here's a couple hundred for you.
Ralph, where'd you get this money?
Well, I found a bag on the bus and it's full of money.
Ralph, doesn't make sense. How do you know that money's good?
You mean, how do I know it's good? There she goes. There she goes again. Always putting a whammy on it. Well, you're not going to whammy me because I'm whammied enough. As a matter of fact, I'll show you how much I believe in this money. I'm going on a diet. From now on, all I'm going to eat is chocolate cake every day.
Chocolate cake? A diet? Oh, no.
Ralph, hold on. Oh, answer that door, will you? Grogan, how are you, pal? Ralph, I'm collecting for the children's ward. I guess I can put you down for the usual buck, huh? Hey, did you? Hey, yeah, pal. Oh, Ralph, that bill, that's 100. That's right. If the kids need any more, just let me know. There's more where that came from. There you are. That's what I think of it. Now I'm going out and I'm going to get a phone. We're going to have a phone in here. And where do you see how this furniture looks in a Park Avenue apartment? We're moving to Park Avenue. Tut, tut. I don't want to hear it.
Run out. You better find out if that money is good before you move anywhere.
What do you mean it's good? Of course it's good. You see it, don't you?
I don't know, Ralph. It doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, well, always putting a whammy on it. All right. Now, listen. Ralph, do you mind if I use your phone? Not right now. I'm very busy. I'm ordering a motorboat with 4 propellers.
Yeah.
Now, listen. When I want a motorboat for 4 propellers, I want a motorboat for 4 propellers. So, either you give me that or I go someplace else.
Ralph, get off the phone. Get off the phone, Ralph.
Will you leave me alone? You know that $100?
That $100 you gave to Grogan and the other 100 he gave to little Tommy?
Yeah, and what about it?
They're in jail. They got arrested. The money was counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Jail? Counterfeit? Dump, do, dump, dump. Shut up.
I told you, Rob. I told you to wait and see if it was good. You wouldn't listen to me. You wouldn't.
Oh, there he is. There's my sonny boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi, Sonny. Oh, see, I heard I got the money, huh? Money? What? Oh, I guess I did hear something about that. Yeah. You didn't spend it all, did you? Nah, I'm loaded. Oh. Well, you know, Father's back has been bothering him, and a good trip down to Florida would do him a world of good. Oh, no, you know. That's what you come over for. $100. The man, then the old man of Florida, huh? Well, while Pop is in Florida, I'll just stay here with you and Alice. I won't be able to go at all. Oh, no, wait a minute. Here's the other 100. Get out. All right, in a sight.
And those are members of his gang. On the counterfeit money that he gave me.
All right. You're all going downtown. I don't know what's going on here. Bunch of maniacs all over the place. Yeah. Counterfeit money. Hey, how would a blind person know that somebody gave him counterfeit money?
They won't. They don't know.
You wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. There's a special marker. There's a special marker when you're a cashier that you use on the bill, and it will turn like this. You know, it's supposed to be a bright color if it's counterfeit. If it's not counterfeit, it's like a dull, drab color.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when somebody hands you a bill, you don't know if it's counterfeit or not.
I'm saying the marker is on the, you know, you rub it on there, and you could tell.
What
the
marker?
Bill is,
people don't walk around with a marker.
It's a special marker that's given to you by the reserves, not the reserves, the treasury. Each treasury.
I went into a store one time, and I gave the store person a $20 bill.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they went. They said you had to go check with the manager, and they told me the bill was no good.
Yeah, yeah, they slipped through the system. They really do. It's terrible. I bring it back to the bank. The bank is the one who usually gets it all the time.
Yeah, but you can't. If you're blind, how are you supposed to know what they're telling you?
That's
the
what
truth?
You tell them. I didn't know this is good, bad. I just got this. You know, somebody gave it to me. That's all. You know.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, how do you know if you can't see what their, whatever their test is, if you can't see the results of it, how do you know that they're telling you the truth?
You just have to trust it. That's all. Fold it in a way in which that you can tell that that's the, you know, one that's no good. That's the only way I would do it.
Not if you can't see it. It's a visual thing.
Well, they'll have to give it back to you, and then you fold it in the wrong way. You know, in a way that is odd, that you'll know that that's the wrong one. You know, that's not good. And
I don't
then
remember
I
if they gave
it
back
to
me or not.
They never gave it back to you. I would go to the bank with it and say, listen, you messed up my 20, and I need
a
20 back.
Thing.
It is very rare. My mom got one once. She did that very thing, but she has sight, so it's easy for her to know, and I think they kept it. You're right, I think they do keep it. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, they do keep it.
All right, Inner Sight, 826, Frolics. Dinnigan's coming up with the punch.
Uh-oh.
we got Louis. Oh, yeah. Give me that Martin and Lewis thing.
Okay, hold on. I got to set you up. I have it all here, but I just want to put the
phone. Gene Martin,
okay?
Jerry Lewis.
Yep.
On stage.
All right. Here we go.
Inner Sight. Live.
Right now, Jerry and I would like to do a little number entitled Talk to the Town, where we do an impersonation of a man and woman trying to reconcile. I'll, of course, play the part of the man and a good partner. What's left? Now, this is a very sad thing, and now you've got to be sad. No?
This isn't a happy thing, Mr.
Who's sad? You come in sad.
Oh, I
oh, okay. Not miserable, sad.
Oh.
I can't go any place.
You got no money?
I can't show my face.
You're simple.
Oh, stop. People stop and stare. Why it's so hard to bear.
I know, Teddy.
Teddy?
So hard to bear. Teddy bear.
Yeah, I know. Why everybody knows that you love me.
Because you mean to me, you continually picked on me and abused me, and just how much of that nonsense you think I could stand for?
Well, it's a talk of the town.
It's your mother. She can't keep her mouth shut.
Every time we meet.
You like me.
My heart skips. We don't stop to speak, though it's been a week.
I should speak to you after the torment and anguish I've gone through. Ho, ho, that's a rich one.
How can love like ours be ended? Why is it talking to town?
It's your mother. Don't you understand why it was only last Sunday? When we had the argument, don't you know that in a moment's time, everyone in the neighborhood knew about it? Not a moment's peace. Oh, heavens, is there no mercy?
The friend. And
wedding day.
And how well I remember. Me and my great sequin gown. I love that dress more than anything in the world. When I walked down that aisle and Isabel called it a rag, it broke my heart.
Friends and our relations.
What a gift.
Give congratulations.
No bragging.
Not. How can I face them? What am I going to say?
You mean about the baby?
No. Let you make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart.
It's a physical attraction.
Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side.
Coax me. Send me a pizza.
Everybody knows that you love me.
Because your mother couldn't keep a big mouth shut and my heart is broken. I think I'll cry.
Whole bunch of bus drivers are in the audience.
All right. Dean and Jerry. And cuckoo, isn't it cuckoo? Yeah.
Very cuckoo.
All right, Inner Sight.
Fun. Yeah.
Louis Rivera. Is Louis on the line?
Let me look. Oh, hold on.
831, Inner Sight.
Yeah, let me check.
By the way, the call-in number here, 213-816-1650.
Oh, aren't you right? Right on target.
You
want to
act stupid or say something funny or whatever, call in. What'd you say?
How do you know when Louie's on? You just have a
I got the sense.
Oh, yes, you do. You got the Louie sense going on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here comes Louie.
Inner Sight Live. Louis the Lip.
Louis Rivera.
All right, Frank. I heard Jerry Lewis through the telephone. We're talking to Dean Martin.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
Yeah.
And
hello, this is Jerry Lewis, and welcome to Block Talk Radio. Frolics on a Friday night.
That's right.
Yeah,
I heard that Martin and Lewis through the telephone. You hear it on the computer. And I've been talking to Dean Martin and singing too much Italian songs and all that stuff, you know. And it's
making
me funny
boy
anytime you do a joke with Jerry Lewis.
There you go.
Was it funny?
That was during.
Uh-huh.
Was it funny? By the way, that was during the telethon for the kids, you know, Jerry's kids. Yeah.
So, hey
right.
Louie, you're going to watch that show tomorrow night, your favorite show?
Oh, yeah.
I watch 11 to midnight tomorrow night on Public Access.
Oh.
Yeah. 11 to midnight.
Write down the call-in number. You know?
So,
All right. Yeah, my name is Jerry Lawrence. I'm going to talk to Connie and Chrissy. Hey, Connie and Chrissy, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I watch your show on the Saturday night from 11 to midnight on Public Access. We'll talk about those daily went men and those female ladies and drinking. And having a sandwich and a little drinky winky.
A sandwich?
No.
What kind of sandwich? What do they eat? Pastrami?
Pastrami. And I make those two ladies, make them happy and make them hungry, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pastrami on rye with pickle and mustard.
Yeah, pickle and
right
mustard. You got it right in the nose, Frank Perino. Yes.
That's it.
You're my destiny. I'm telling to Connie and Chrissy. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And
give me some ice cream.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dean Martin. I'm talking to Jerry Lewis, and he'd make everybody laugh and everything, you know. Hello, my name is D. Hello, friends. I'm the sports fan. I'm talking to one and only Frank Perino. My name is Howard Gostel, and we got Frank Perino talking on the Ringy Dangy Dewey on the Interstate Front Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you hear about did you hear about Tom Brady?
Oh, no.
Tom Brady.
What happened with him? Tom Brady, the quarterback.
He's retiring.
He retired.
Wow.
Seven championships.
Wow. Well, I would retire after that.
What would Cosell say about Brady, huh?
Hey, Tom Brady is retiring from football. Tom Brady, I want you to talk to Howard Cosell. Wait a minute. I want you to talk to Howard Cosell. You're going to retire him from football. Well, I'm Tom Brady here. I'm talking to my man Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And I'm a football player. He's going to retire from football. He's got to take a break and relax at home and go to the movies and watch Connie and Chrissy.
Maybe I'll go on with Connie and Chrissy.
No.
Hey, Connie and Chrissy, I got to listen to you on the Block Talk Radio.
Ringy Dingy, yeah, that's right.
Hello, Connie, Chrissy, this is Louie Romero. I watch your show at 11 or 11 until midnight. I'm going to have a lot of fun with those two ladies on the TV.
I got an idea. Hold it. Go to that. Can you go to that website, Connie and Chrissy?
Me? Hold on.
Yeah. See if you can find a phone number. Let's see if we can call them up.
We can try.
See if there's a phone number up there, Connie and Chrissy.
Don't leave them on that.
You know.
Hold on, let me check.
All right, in a second. Maybe we will call him up and I'll say, hello, this is Tom Brady.
No.
I'm retiring now. I have more time to date.
There you go. Connie
and
Chrissy.
What they say.
Date night. Okay, let's see what they got. Date
if
night with Connie and Chrissy Instagram. They got an Instagram account.
No, I need a phone number.
I know, you got to give me a chance. Date
so
night.
We can dial them up.
TV. Let's see if they got that. Hold on.
All right, in a sight.
I'll look.
Right here live, Louie Rivera. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I want you to do that song a little bit from that Dean Martin did. And the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's more.
I got to learn the words first.
Ah, I thought you were supposed to rehearse that. Wow. Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll
ding,
sing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling,
hearts will stay, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
tippy-tippy-tay,
when the moon makes you drool like a pasta.
Sing it together. Start over again. Here we go. When the moon hits the moon with the big love drops at the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
And Connie and Chrissy's the number one show on TV.
I don't know about that. I have to see them.
Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, for Connie and Chrissy.
They're on Saturday at 12 noon on Channel 20. Is that true?
No, it's on 11 to midnight on Saturday. It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. They made a mistake on the website.
No phone number?
I'm looking.
They probably don't have one.
They have one probably on another site, but this one's their Instagram site.
Oh, well, I don't know. Don't they have their own, like, personal website?
Yeah, I'm looking. Trust me, I'm trying.
All right.
Oh, this is an old website. It has their the logo for Optimum and not the Ultra.
Oh, that's
logo.
An old one.
That's what I'm saying.
Optimum. They don't even call it that anymore.
That's right. They call it Altice.
Hey, Louie, you got any love drops?
Any flavor?
Yeah.
Any flavor? Pina colada. Got it?
Yeah.
Contact us. Ooh, I might
all
have
right.
something. No, but the contact us is a fill-in sheet. Ah, that sucks. Let me see. Our story.
Contact what?
Hold on.
Did you give a phone number?
Nope. I'm looking.
Right.
This is crazy. Nope. Nope.
Well, they probably okay. want you to write them. I don't know.
Well, there was.
All right. In a sight.
I can't find.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
You remember? I heard something today on from a friend of mine that people had to pay to go to the bathroom. You ever hear about that?
I remember that years ago.
Oh, the
Lou?
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to pay to get in.
Yeah, it's true.
And with our bathroom with the swab.
Ooh,
yeah,
bug.
With the swab, that's it.
Yeah.
You
no,
pay to get
no,
in with
a...
the swab, and then you can't get out. One fella got stuck in there, couldn't open the door.
Oh, my. He couldn't open the door. Uh-oh.
He says, give me my money back, you idiot.
Wow.
Said,
yeah, give
him
back Jerry Lewis's money, yeah.
Yeah, I said, who are you talking to? I'm talking to the bathroom. Who do you think I'm talking to?
You're in the wrong bathroom, my buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Paid my money.
I'm not in the men's room. I'm in the other bathroom.
That's it. I paid my money, and now I'm stuck in here. I want my dime back.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey,
guys.
Stupid.
Hey, guys, tomorrow I'm watching Connie and Chrissy. They're two good-looking ladies. This is going to be a lot of fun and hilarious.
Oh, we know that. You like them.
We know that. That's
all right, in a sight, we got to do the Jimmy Dinnigan.
Yep, we do.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jerry Lewis. Have a good weekend. I'll call you next Friday. On the Frolics. We had a lot of fun with the Swab and the Love Drops and Pat Cooper and Connie and Chrissy and many more.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Take care.
Take care, Louie.
So,
okay.
So we're in school, see. Now, I had a very rough childhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and father were the most miserable people that ever lived, all right? They used to fight all the time. So a lot of times when I went to school, I was irritable, you know. And this one day, I don't know what happened, but I was in there and I was fidgeting all around and talking and banging things and being aggravated and all that. And then Dinnigan started to say, "Leave me alone, Jimmy. I'm in a bad mood, you know."
Yeah. Shut up, Frankie, you know.
Don't tell me to
shove.
I'll punch you in the mouth, you know. And Miss Moss says, "Frankie, keep still. Jimmy, get back in your seat."
I'm not afraid of Frankie. He hit me. I ain't back. I ain't scared of him. Sit down.
So this is going on now for 20 minutes, see.
Yeah.
And finally, Miss Moss calls me up to the front.
Yeah.
Of the desk, you know.
Yeah.
The big desk.
She
had the big desk, you know. Well, she had to have a big desk. She weighed about 400 pounds. But anyway, her ass was sticking out and all that. Anyway, so comes up to the desk and she says, "You better sit down and be quiet or I'm going to fan your bottom." I said, "Don't you put your hands on me." I went like that. "You touch me." So she pulled me a little toward the desk, and boom, 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 hits me on the ass about 6-7 times. I said, "You son of a bitch!" I hauled over and poof, right in the mouth.
Oh my God!
And she started whimpering and oh. And
my
Jimmy
God.
Jumped up and he says, "Frankie, hear me more. Frankie, can't Frankie, hear me more. Hear me more. Frankie, go to farm school. Hear me more." And she started, her lip was bleeding.
Oh, God. Is that when
she had to
quit?
Get a tissue.
Yeah.
And she's holding it to her lip and she's going, "Oh, class, just be still. I have to go to the nurse's office." She went out the door, and who comes in but Kramer? "That's a disgrace. Fighting in the school, hitting a teacher. You're suspended, Frankie."
You're suspended.
So he suspended me. I was glad. I didn't want to stay in the damn school.
Yeah.
Why do people suspend kids for doing bad things? Kids don't want to go to school. Should be the other way around.
Right. You got to stay in school all the way through. Then you would be miserable.
Make them stay there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went home. I walked home, and the old lady was home. She was working at the time. And I hid behind the stairs, see?
Because Dad was there.
You know?
Yeah.
Thinking and knowing that my mother got a phone call. See?
Uh-oh.
Now, I wasn't sure if they called her or not, but, you know, but then when she got home, I found out that they did, you know,
cool.
And I snuck up to the door.
Yeah.
She didn't know I was hiding behind the stairs. I snuck up to the door, see?
Yeah.
And I said, Ma, are you in there?
"I'm in here. What did you do? Why'd you hit that teacher, you stupid idiot?"
Woo! And she knew.
She told you, stupid idiot.
They called her. They called.
"I have to go up to school tomorrow."
Uh-oh.
She went up to school.
Yeah.
You know? And Dinnigan, of course, was there. And Jimmy's going,
"Well, he's always,
don't worry,
he's
Miss
there.
Kareen. I'm gonna help Frankie. In the reform school. Don't worry, Miss Martha." "Jimmy, sit down."
He's going to reform.
"I'm
gonna
go
too.
Visit Frankie in the reform school." "Don't worry, we're gonna go in the reform school and sing Pale Ginger Ale Pie Santa Claus, baby, and all that." "Jimmy, be quiet."
And Miss Ma gave my mother an earful, of course. You know.
Yeah.
And, I think I wound up apologizing. I don't
know. Yeah.
"I'm sorry I hit you, Miss Ma." And one of the kids said, "You should have hit her harder." I said,
who
said
that then? Yeah, who said that?
One of the wise ass.
Yeah.
Inside 8:49. Did you hear about the? Did you hear about the rolling bed?
Yeah.
This guy.
What about you? Yeah.
This guy went around. He had a bed that rolled on wheels. See.
Yeah.
He didn't have a house, so he thought of a way where. You know, he could sleep at night.
Uh-oh.
So he went from house to house with a rolling bed.
Yeah.
And parked on people's lawn.
Oh, jeez.
And, and they'd call the cops and everything and all that. And,
yeah.
One woman came out and started ranting and raging. "What is doing in this lawn here? Not doing
come here with this big truck bed now.
It's 10 o'clock. I got to go to sleep. Please be quiet.
Please be quiet on her own property. That's funny.
Please be quiet. I have to go to sleep. See, I got my cover. I got everything, you know.
Yes.
Don't worry. In the morning, I'll be gone. See, my bed's got wheels on it. Look, it rolls around, see?
What, you crazy? You can't sleep in here now with this. You're all dirty. You have all...
Oh, no, it's not dirty, lady. I washed it. I washed the sheets and the pillow and everything. Yeah, I got a good bed.
Yeah.
Don't worry, lady. I won't. Don't worry. I won't charge you any rent.
What?
He won't charge
what
you
are you talking
rent.
About charging me rent? You're on my lawn. Get out of here.
The rolling bed. And every night, he would go to a different house, see?
Yeah, because he didn't want to be consistently at one house.
Yeah. So he went to one house and...
and then went to another
house
the next day. Yeah.
Then what in the hell do you think you're doing?
He's lucky he didn't get punched. By Frankie.
Yeah, you better get that thing out of here, boy. Well, I'm going inside and get my shotgun.
There you go.
And I'm an award-winning shot.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. I gotta take the brakes off. He takes the brakes off. He goes rolling down the hill.
With him in the bed?
The rolling bed. And the next thing you know, the cops come. Oh, no, not you again. What are you doing? Get up out of that bed. I'm tired. I got to go to sleep. Nobody wants to let me sleep. I need my beauty rest.
Beauty rest.
I'm beautiful. I couldn't get my coffee at Starbucks. I couldn't get the coffee. I got the rolling bed. Will you stop carrying on like a maniac? You're waking up the whole neighborhood. What the hell's wrong with you?
I have to roll down the Starbucks with their clothes.
Oh. Don't worry, I don't go to the bathroom on the lawn. I go in the woods.
Woo!
The rolling bed.
Uh-oh.
With the big chain on the end.
A big chain on the end.
All right, inner sight. A little crazy, whacked up stuff, you know.
Yeah. It come to our minds.
Let's see. Monday's Mad or Glad. Tuesday's Open Mic. Wednesday's Nursing
it's
Home.
In my mind. Yes.
Did you send out that tweet on the nursing home?
Yes, I did twice.
All right. Thursday, I don't know, we'll talk about some subject Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And Friday, of course, we'll be back here with the...
Frolic.
With the frolic.
We frolic.
All right. Tell you about the thrift shop that opened up and closed up.
In the same day, no?
Same day. Yeah. I gotta tell you that story. I'm gonna wait till next week though, because it's a true story, and I have to get the it hasn't ended yet. I want to get the proper ending. See, once it's ended, it'll be a better story. So it's an ongoing story, folks.
It's an ongoing story. Yep.
True story.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Very very funny and interesting.
Yeah, I'd say.
So next Friday,
the
true story about the thrift shop, an open and closed case.
There you go.
Right here on Inner Sight.
That's right.
All right, I want to thank all our listeners. How many listeners we got?
Oh, let me look at that. I have to look that.
All of our listeners, callers, even I want to thank our non-listeners too.
Non-listeners too.
Yeah.
That's
even people that don't listen, I thank them too.
Yeah, you know why? Because they think about us. There you go.
For being out there. Now, not, I never heard a radio station thank people who don't listen. Well, we're doing.
Oh, you gotta. Here we go.
All right.
It's coming up slow. It's coming up slow, Frank.
In
and
sight.
We have 113,471.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
It's almost 113,500.
That's right.
I'll go for it by the weekend.
Yes, we will.
Make that 500.
Yep.
All right, I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Have a good weekend, and be with us Monday.
Thank
mad
you.
Or glad.
You've got to
be mad about that
what?
Statistic you heard in the beginning of the show, 81% myocarditis.
Not looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward.
Any way you
to
cut that. You know, I wonder, once you get myocarditis, I have a feeling that your heart muscle is never the same.
Oh, it's true. It's very true. My sister passed away from non-specific myocarditis. That's what they think
it
was.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to people.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrendous?
Yeah.
And they're still being allowed to dispense this stuff. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you Monday, mad or glad. And just be careful out there. A lot of this stuff, the temperature went down, might turn to ice. So.
Oh, yeah.
Might wind up with a thin...
And you'll
ice
skate on your
on the
butt.
Pavement. All right. Hey, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you had a little whacked up fun.
Yeah, we always do.
And we'll bring it to you again. Next
Friday
week,
night.
Anybody got any funny stuff they want to air out over here, just send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Inner Sight.
Thank you, everyone.
Freedom. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. Good night, everyone.